Hello, I'm Gary Roby, and this is A Call to Worship. Stay with us this next hour as we meditate on the name of Jesus.
In His name there is hope for the homeless. In His name there is strength for the weak. In His name there is joy for tomorrow. In Jesus' matchless name. In His matchless name.
Heavenly Father, thank You, Lord, for this very special hour that we can invest together in Your presence, meditating upon the name, the precious name of Your Son, Jesus, that matchless name. Thank You, Father, that there is power in the name of Your Son, Jesus. The name of Jesus brings healing, both physical and spiritual. There's salvation in no one else. You have given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Father, You've provided all of our needs according to Your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. There's provision, limitless provision in the name of Jesus. And Your Son said, "Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in My name, He will give it you." And Father, You have elevated Your Son, Jesus, elevated Him to the place of highest honor and given him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became a man like us. He walked the hills, visited the cities, went to the seashores. He met people where they were, and one by one, he changed their lives.
My brother and I are fishermen. We don't know a lot about politics or religion, just know a lot about fishing. First time I ever heard his name, my brother came down and said, "You just have to meet this man." So I went. So I met him. He looked at me and said, "Come on, Mom. Come on with me." There's just something about him. There's just something about him. We just gave it all up. Gave up the boats and the nets and the fishing and just went with him. And I've been with him ever since.
Jesus. 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 There's just something about that.
I'm a businessman here in Jericho. Well, actually, I'm a tax collector. He came to my house for dinner one day. We talked for a while and, well, I don't know what happened to me. But I ended up giving half of everything I own to poor people. And to those who I cheated, I gave back four times the amount I took. There's just something about him.
I was at the well drawing water when I first met him. Naturally, I offered him a drink. But he wasn't like the other men I know. He seemed to look right through me. He told me everything I'd ever done. I never met a man like this man. He forgave me.
And that's how it was with people everywhere. Whether they were rich or poor, young or old, mighty, lowly. When they met Jesus, things happened. Their lives were changed.
Me? I don't know whether he's good or bad. I only know that once I was blind, but now I can see.
You are listening to A Call to Worship as we think about the name of Jesus.
His name, there is no other name. The one who is eternally the same. There is no other name. The first and last begun. beginning and the end. He was the king who made the common man his friend. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing the name of Jesus. Magnify and praise the name of Jesus. No other name but Jesus. There's power in the precious name of Jesus. Jesus, Messiah, King of kings and Lord of lords. He created all that is with his own hands. And yet the smallest need he understands. There is no other name. The one who said, I am the great I am. And then he gave himself a sacrifice for man. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing the name of Jesus. Magnify and praise the name of Jesus.
This is your call to worship the precious name of Jesus.
A light on my path and a joy in my heart. A word and a promise I can claim. Oh, yes. A song of rejoicing, a tower of strength. Thank you, Lord. That's what I find in His name. And I find hope in the name. Hope in the name of Jesus.
Power.
In the name
resting place, a refuge from danger, a port in the storm. No matter how stormy it gets, a balm that can take away all of my pain. Oh yes, a rock and a shield and a weapon of truth. That's who you are, Lord. That's where to find in His name.
And I find joy,
joy
in the name,
joy unspeakable,
joy in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
my rock and my resting place.
Oh, you're my resting place.
I find
hope in your name. So much hope.
Thank you.
Thank you again for listening to this call to worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us or sent a message from our website or stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you are led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. You're also able to listen to this program and others on the website. And you'll find details regarding the music you hear on these programs. That website address is calltoworship.us. Thank you very much for taking the time to invest today worshiping and praising, celebrating the name of Jesus.
declare it. We will declare it. It's the name above all names. And we will shout it to a dying world. Shout my name in the midst of the nations. Who will take the shield of faith and the sword of my word and declare my name to a dying world? He who had declared me thus far will walk in even greater power. For the sands of time are running out, but my name will be declared in this final hour. I am Jehovah, I am that I am, and my trumpet shall soon call out. I form the world to
as we think about the name of Jesus, the phrase that comes to my mind is, what's in a name? Well, there's provision in the name of Jesus. Listen to the words of Jesus himself from John chapter 15. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth, go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. And then a few verses later, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. There's salvation only in the name of Jesus. Acts 4. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of our people, are we being questioned today because we've done a good deed for a crippled man? Do you want to know how he was healed? Let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. For Jesus is the one referred to in the scriptures where it says, the stone that you builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Also from the book of Acts, then Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Here are just a couple of examples of healing in the name of Jesus. Acts 3, then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Acts chapter 8, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Demons obey in the name of Jesus. From the account found in Acts 16, one day, as the Apostle Paul and others were going down to the place of prayer, they met a demon-possessed slave girl. She was a fortune teller who earned a lot of money for her masters. She followed Paul and the rest of them, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." Well, this went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, "I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her." And instantly, it left her. Jesus' name has been given the ultimate position of authority, as found and described in Philippians chapter 2. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm Gary Roby, and I thank you for joining us today during our call to worship as we've celebrated the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your letters and your financial support of this radio ministry that keeps it on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're welcome to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible contribution on the website. You can also listen to the programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on these programs. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.
Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
His name is wonderful.
His name.
You see, His name is wonderful, and He's Jesus, my Lord.
He's the great shepherd,
He's the great shepherd,
the rock of all ages.
Because I know His name is wonderful.
power in the name.